As we are celebrating Thanksgiving this week here in the US, I have an important question for you. Does your business have a gratitude practice? Here's the thing, for so many of us entrepreneurs and small business owners, we know that one of the biggest advantages we have over much larger businesses and corporations is the fact that we can get to know our clients. But have you actually thought through what you could do to be more high touch, to share your appreciation and your gratitude for your community and for your clients? If not, keep on listening, because today I'm going to share with you one of my favorite things about how you can get started creating a business gratitude practice. Welcome to the Uncomplicate Your Business show. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade coaching thousands of women entrepreneurs to design a business they love with a lifestyle to match. If you're ready to replace hustle and burnout with more freedom, ease, and abundance, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll share how you can keep things simple and strategic to design a successful business and life on your terms. Today, we're talking about gratitude, specifically how you can develop a gratitude practice in your business. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I just want to take a minute and express some gratitude to all of my amazing listeners who show up each and every week to tune in to Uncomplicate Your Business. It absolutely means the world to me when you leave a rating and review. So I wanted to share some that were over on iTunes. And if you haven't left me a rating review, you know what to do. Head on over there and leave a quick review. It's been so awesome to see these come in, and I read every single one. So today's shout out is to Allison Harlow. She writes, "A must listen. Rachel has given me so much helpful info over the years. Love that she now offers it in a podcast. No matter what type of business you run, she offers useful and easily applicable strategies to make your business work smarter for you. Thank you and keep it up." Thank you so much, Allison. It really means the world to read these from you guys. Another one from Miriam Schulman. She says, "It's insightful and relatable, truly enjoyable podcast with inspiring information. Rachel has a great voice and style." Well, I appreciate that so very much. And every single week I check to see any new ratings and reviews. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes. When you do, it helps us get a little bit more visible in iTunes, which means more amazing entrepreneurs just like you can find this content. So when you leave us a review, you might be the next listener shout out on the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am so excited about this week's episode because this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I love thinking about how you can go above and beyond and create this incredible experience for your clients. But even more than just experience, how can you say thank you? How can you thank people for trusting you enough to put their health in your hands or their relationships in your hands or their business in your hands, however it is that you're serving other people? It is a really big leap of faith for people to say, "Hey, I want to hire you. I want to work with you. I think you can help me." So I love this idea of developing a business gratitude practice, being intentional about how you say thank you to your clients and to your community for putting their trust in you. And today, we are going back in time a little bit. I'm bringing out one of my favorite conversations with my dear friend and client, Shannon Siriano Greenwood, and talking a lot about how she's leveraged the idea of a business gratitude practice into live events. You're going to hear more about that, her thank you party, which really introduced me to her and I think became a jumping off point for her business to take off. And I'm going to make sure that by the time you get through this episode, you have a handful of really great ideas that you can start implementing right away in your business. Now, I have lots of ways that you can share your gratitude. So if you haven't checked out the show notes at rachelcook.com/gratitude, head on over there and you will find a free PDF guide with 25 ways to create a business gratitude practice. This is one of those things where I know it can seem really complicated, but I promise you, this quick brainstorm of ideas for you. You can take a few of them, go implement them, and it will make a huge difference in the way your clients see you and how they value the work that you're doing together. So I encourage you to head over to the show notes at rachelcook.com/gratitude to get that free download. Okay, I hope you enjoy this conversation with Shannon Siriano-Greenwood and myself. Hey there, Shannon. Welcome to Uncomplicate Your Business. I'm so excited that you're joining me here today to talk about your thank you party.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, as I mentioned in the intro, about a year ago, you came into my world. You sent me this amazing email that just made me almost cry thinking, wow, I can't believe that the Fired Up and Focused Challenge had such an impact on this woman that she reached out and invited me, not just to chat, but to come to this whole event. And I had to bring you on, especially as we're coming up to Thanksgiving, to talk about the impact of this thank you party, not only on you, but on the women in your circle and just kind of the ripple effect. So I want to start where you came up with this idea. Let's start there. How did you come up with the idea for a thank you party? And just where did that come from?
Sure. Well, originally, the idea kind of came to me when I read Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. There was a part in the book where she was talking about, you know, how important it is to surround yourself with other women and other supportive people that are inspiring to you. So I had this kind of thought in my brain of like, oh, yeah, it would be cool to like collect a bunch of people that I think are really cool and put them in a room. But that was just kind of an idea, and I just kind of put it to the side and was busy with stuff. And then, I went through a very difficult transition in my life. After I had my son, I really struggled with postpartum depression and really was just at probably like my lowest point that I've ever been. And I was sitting in my therapist's office, and I don't know why, but this idea came back to me of like, I just need to be around really inspiring people. And she was like, well, why don't you just do that? And I'm like, you know, I am going to do that. But instead of it just being, you know, me collecting people, I'm going to use it as a time to really say a heartfelt thank you to the people that are in my immediate circle, like people I actually know and see, but also reach beyond that and, you know, let people that don't maybe know me personally but have had some sort of effect on me know, because so often, you know, we are inspired by people maybe in our extended network or the people that we see online, and we don't ever really tell them what they're doing and how it's so meaningful to us. So I just said, all right, I'm doing it. I'm going to invite 30 people that I think are amazing, and I'm going to send each one of them a really heartfelt thank you message so that they know how important what they're doing is to people, even if they think nobody is noticing.
Oh my gosh. And I got that email. And like I said, it totally tugged at my heartstrings, because I was like, oh my gosh, first of all, you shared the story about how you went through that period with your first child. It was really tough. Right. You also transitioned, you moved away from the business you had been running, the cycling business.
Yes.
And you shared the impact of something I had done, which of course, when you're working in the way that I am, you often don't hear these things. You don't hear these big stories. So it really was so incredible. So tell us a little bit about, you know, at this point, I think your little guy was about a year old at the point
of this
thank you party. So you'd been through the whole like first year of mamahood, transitioning out of one business into trying to figure out your next steps.
Right.
You had this amazing event, and I'd love to hear a little bit of like the night of that event. We walk into the tobacco company, which anybody who's not familiar, in Richmond, Virginia, it's this great restaurant that is just so incredible, so much fun. It's on Tobacco Row, which, you know, this is Richmond, Virginia, very historic old city. So might sound kind of funny, but this used to be the capital of like tobacco and all of that kind of stuff. So very old, amazing restaurant, amazing food, amazing atmosphere, which also sparked curiosity. I was like, this girl isn't just having a party. She's going to the tobacco company. So we show up, and I want to hear like what happened during that thank you party. Like, you're getting all these responses back, I'm sure, from people. What happened
Well,
at the party?
yeah. So honestly, the best part, I mean, the party was awesome, but the best part was getting those responses back from people and just really like getting to know like how much that, like so many people were like, I needed this message right at this moment. Like I was feeling, frustrated by what I was doing, or, there were so many of those. And the other piece that I forgot to mention in the beginning was in that invitation, I had encouraged anybody to invite someone that had been inspirational to them. So the cool part, when you show up the night of, like I knew, I would say I knew maybe like 60% of the people that were coming, but there was this other 40% of people that I didn't know. So that to me was also very exciting because people invited like their mom or a mentor or a teacher or friends. I mean, the different people that people invited was also just so amazing. And I get there, and the energy was just amazing because, we were just, we were celebrating something that was really awesome, which was gratitude. And, how often do you get like a bunch of friends together and like talk about how grateful you are for them? Not
Not
enough,
very
not
often.
nearly enough. So that was really cool. And there were so many introductions made too, and they were all coming from this place of literally pure love and gratitude. So it wasn't like, here's my friend, she like owns this business. It was, here's my friend, this is how she touched my life and made me who I am, which is way better in introduction.
Absolutely.
It really was an amazing experience to see that many women in a room that were there to build each other up. That is also a very unique experience.
It was incredible, and I just remember leaving that with such a feeling of like, wow, I need more of this in my life. This was amazing.
I know, I'm addicted now, I think.
I love it. So I want to hear two parts of kind of what happened since then, because we're back in November. I got my invitation for the second thank you party, and I was like, oh yes, I'm in. So I want to hear from you. You know, at that point, I know you were in this transition. You were transitioning out of that first year with your little guy, you were transitioning into a new business. So what happened for you personally and professionally after you really made this very public, like, declaration of love and gratitude and telling people you were so vulnerable and telling us exactly where you were and why everybody was so important to you. So what happened since then?
Well, it is interesting because when I had this party, it was an amazing night, but I honestly was still very depressed. And so I think I left there feeling like, even though like emotionally and in my work and in my life, I'm not exactly back where I want to be. What an amazing feeling to know I have all this support, either like support literally from my friends or from this extended network of women. It just gave me that much more confidence to be like, okay, even though I'm not where I want to be, look at all these people that have also gone through challenges because people were very open with me in saying, this is something that I went through and this is where I am now. And that was also really nice because you see some of those stories online. And I know, Rachel, you've shared yours about like this was the struggle and this is where I am now. But when you hear like someone like
Yeah.
standing next to you say it to you, it's different.
It's totally different.
So I feel like I for sure had more hope when I left. And I connected with people that I didn't know. And I feel cool about that because now I can be supportive of the work that they're doing in my community. And I would say the biggest takeaways was, confidence that it's gonna get better because I have all these examples now. And feeling of support and connectedness to people in my community that we're all doing amazing things, whether they're like running really awesome big businesses or just growing their own families. There was such a diverse group of people there too that it also showed me how valuable each of those people are, even though they're maybe not all Sheryl Sandberg type of people,
Yeah, we
which
don't all
was
have
a
to get our support just from other entrepreneurs because it comes in so many
no.
forms. It can be, and I think of my own support system, it's my family, it's my neighbors who become really great friends, it's so many different people. And they can all be supportive of you and encourage you and let you know how awesome you are, even if they're not entrepreneurs.
Right.
They're
and I
all
think
important.
When you get in that entrepreneur like mode, you think of like, this is how I'm going to make my impact. And there are plenty of people making amazing impacts, not with a business. And you forget that when you're like in biz mode all the time.
So totally.
It's nice to see that.
Nice. Well, as you've transitioned your business, then it's been really fun to watch you step into the next phase of your business over the past year and be able to kind of see all your great wins and successes with Lemon Umbrella. And as you move into this next thank you party, how did it feel sending out those invitations this round?
It was awesome because this round I felt like my story is so much happier. So I could, you know, really tell people how, you know, them being a part of my life really has changed me personally over the last year, whether they were at last year's party or they were new in my life this year. You know, being able to share kind of like the victory story was really nice to say, like, this is where I was last year when we all hung out. Maybe I didn't seem so bad, but I was pretty bad. And now I'm in this place of feeling more grounded and more confident. And honestly, like, it is because of you that that's why this is happening. So, you know, being able to really tell, you know, show people kind of the result of them being amazing in my life. And that feels really good.
I love that. And I think this is something that so many people, especially if, let's face it, when you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, you often feel like you have to put up like a front, like you have to show up a certain way, and that showing this level of vulnerability is a weakness. But what you've been able to show is that opening yourself up to these people, being vulnerable, it's a strength, and it deepened your relationships, and it became a jumping off point for something even better.
Well, and I just, you're nail on the head right there. I feel like my vulnerability is the entire reason for my success in my business right now, because I work with, you know, entrepreneurs to help them with marketing and strategy locally, owner operated businesses. And when, you know, they meet me, they realize, like, one, I opened a business. Two, like, I totally burnt out running that business. And three, like, I figured out a better way. And that's what they need, because most business owners, by the time I get them, are so stressed and so overwhelmed and don't know what to do that they don't want someone that's super, that's totally fronted and like, I never, what do you mean? I don't ever get stressed. I can do everything. Like, people can't actually relate to that.
Absolutely. I 1000% agree. And I think that's one reason why me sharing some of my story in my content or on my website or whatever has always been helpful, because people, they relate to that. And it's so
that's
powerful.
That's what drew me to you big time, because I was like, oh, she gets it. Like, I'm not superhuman. I don't want someone to teach me how to be successful if I'm a superhuman, because I'm not.
Yeah, none of us are. So as you have done this thank you party, you've been working with people locally, other local business owners, which I absolutely love. And I came from the brick and mortar world, so I love that you're continuing that here in Richmond, Virginia. We have so many amazing new businesses starting in all sorts of little niches, and wellness and health and these really creative independent businesses. Have you talked to them about having a thank you party or tying this into what they do?
Well, you know, I haven't necessarily made that recommendation of like, you should have a thank you party, but I do talk a lot about gratitude and community, and that how important it is to acknowledge, whether it's other business owners or suppliers or vendors or even customers, how important it is to make time and make effort to express gratitude to those people, because it will not only make you feel better and be happier, but it will build a stronger community, and stronger communities build stronger businesses. So we do talk about that, yeah. But maybe I should. Maybe we should start a movement of a thank you party series.
It's official. It just started. You guys. So aside from a thank you party, which is, let's face it, this was a pretty big deal. I'm sure a lot of planning and thought went into it, because when I showed up, it was so beautiful and gorgeous. You invited so many amazing people. let's give some actionable things that people could take away. So how could people start integrating the idea of a thank you party, or even just adding some gratitude into their business? Like you mentioned, it doesn't have to be as big as hosting a cocktail party at the tobacco company.
Right.
But what could we start doing, whether you're local or you're a service provider or you're running an online business? Let's brainstorm some ideas for people to start putting into action.
Oh, I've got them. I mean, the easiest thing to do is like pick five people and write them a really nice thank you note that they're not expecting and explain to them how what they're doing or what they've done has impacted you and made you a better person. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. And it feels so good when you actually sit down and spend the time. But, you know, another thing I tell business owners locally about gratitude is, if you have a really great experience at a business, go write them a review somewhere online.
Yes.
Because you want that to happen to your business. So pay it forward if you want it back. You know, I actually set myself a goal last year to write 50 Yelp reviews for local businesses where I had a good experience. I did not make it to that, so it's getting added to the list this year. But it is a great practice of just sharing that with other local owned businesses that do a good job, because there's so many.
That. Yeah, absolutely. I love that idea. And I love the idea of paying it forward, because I can tell you, sitting on the other side of the screen sometimes, it's easy to get frustrated that you're not getting referrals or testimonials or anything like that. But if you sit down and think, okay, when was the last time I actually wrote something for someone else? Right. There's almost this energy that shifts and opens it up for you when you sit down and do that practice. Yeah. So might have gotten a little woo-woo for people, but I love that idea. Sit down and write five thank you notes, or sit down and write a few reviews for people.
Yeah. And honestly, a thank you party does not have to be a big glamorous cocktail party either. Like, it can literally be, you know, get five friends to come over, like, and tell them why they're awesome. I mean, I think we sometimes are afraid to tell people why we think they're awesome, if that makes us feel too vulnerable, or we're worried they're not going to think it's from a genuine place. But, you know, I have no problem writing emails to strangers. Obviously, you were a stranger when I wrote you that email saying exactly why I think you're awesome. And I would love more of that to happen.
I love this so much. So everybody, it's time to start adding a gratitude practice into your business. And it can be as simple as setting a goal to write a few thank you notes, or writing a referral or a testimonial or something along those lines on Yelp. All those things can not only, you know, you give what you want to get. So if you want more of those things in your life, start with you and start with your own business. I love it. So thank you so much, Shannon. This has been great. I hope that people really take what you've shared to heart and really start to think about how they can add more gratitude into their business and have a thank you party, a thank you card writing party, whatever they need to in order to start.
Okay. Thank you.
And final thing, where can people find you online so that they can continue to hear from the amazing Shannon Greenwood?
Oh, thank you. My website is lemonumbrella.com.
Perfect. So we will make that sure that's all in the show notes for everybody. Don't you just love the idea of throwing a thank you party for your community, your clients, your colleagues, all of the people in your world who make your business possible? And even if you don't want to have a thank you party for your business, a thank you party in your life? We need more gratitude in our world today more than ever. So for today's bonus, I'm going to give you a special download that includes 25 ways you can create a gratitude practice in your business. You can find it at rachelcook.com/episode26. If you're loving the Uncomplicate Your Business podcast, it would mean so much if you would rate and review the podcast on iTunes. When you do, it helps me to reach and serve more amazing entrepreneurs like yourself who are ready to work less and live more. You can learn more about how you can uncomplicate your business, including show notes and bonus resources just for podcast listeners, plus courses and consulting where I help women business owners create success on their terms at rachelcook.com. Thanks again for being here. I can't wait to connect with you again for next week's episode of Uncomplicate Your Business. Talk soon.